Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldar, and today Masechet Sanhedrin, Daf Samech Gimel, the seventh parak, Arba Misos. The Zichu Masechet Sanhedrin program has been dedicated to Zichu Nishmas Rav Moshe Binyamin ben Rav Menachem and his son Rav Menachem Avram ben Rav Moshe Binyamin. May their neshamas have an aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, when the Jews were worshiping the eagle, they said, "These are your gods, Yisrael, Asher Halucha Me'eretz Yisrael, who brought you up from Mitzrayim." Rav Yochanan said, "Imali vav shebahalucha, were not for the vav in the phrase who brought you up, which made a plural, nizchayvu rishayim sheYisrael kliya, the wicked among Israel would have been liable to destruction." Their usage of the plural indicated that they did not deny Hashem as a divine power, but joined him together with their worship of the eagle. This follows the opinion of a Acherim, meaning Reb Meir, in a brisa. But Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai said to him, "V'hol kol meshatav shem shemayim v'davar acher nakar min ha'olam." But whoever joins the name of Hashem in heaven with something else in worship is uprooted from the world, as the pasuk says, "Bilti l'Hashem levado," only to Hashem alone. Thus, the plural of halucha would not explain why they were not destroyed. Instead, he explains why halucha is written in the plural, "Sheivu el hus harbe," because they desired and accepted many gods. Point number two, the Mishnah on Daf Samach Amud Beis taught that one who vows or swears in an idol's name transgresses a love. This love is sourced in a brisa. V'shem Elohim Achirim Lo Tezkiru, the name of foreign gods you should not mention, teaches that one may not tell his friend, Shmor li b'tzad avodah zarah ponis, wait for me next to the idol of so-and-so. The next phrase, Lo yishama al picha, nor shall it be heard through you, teaches, shol yidur b'shmo v'lo yikayim b'shmo, that one should not vow in its name, or swear in its name, nor cause others, meaning idolaters, to vow or swear in its name. This supports Shmuel's father, who said it's forbidden to partner with an idolater because the idolater may become obligated to swear to him and will swear by his idol. Alternatively, this is the azara for a mediach, one who leads a city astray, to serve a avodah zarah. Ul once told Rava he'd stayed overnight in Kalnevo, a city named for its idol. Rava asked how he could mention its name, and he replied, "The Rabbi Yochanan taught that any avodah zarah written in the Torah is permitted to mention." And point number three, Rav said, "Yodin haYisrael ba'avodah zarah she'ein ba mamash." The Jews knew there was no substance in idolatry. "B'lavdu avodah zarah ela hatel hem arayis b'farhesia," and they only served idolatry to permit public immorality to themselves, which they did desire, reasoning they would not be rebuked for arayis if they rejected the entire yoke of Torah. Rav Misharshi had challenged Rav from the pasuk, "Kiskor b'nei mismuchosam." Their altars are like the remembering of their sons, which Rav Elazar explained, "Ka'adim sheishu galguin albino," like a person who longs for a son, proving they did desire idolatry. The Gemara answers, "Basa davikube," that was after they became attached to idolatry and it became dear to them. The Gemara asks from a story in which Eliyahu HaTzadik, who was searching Yerushalayim for people suffering from hunger, found a child who was bloated from hunger and was the last living member of his family. Eliyahu told him that if he would say daily, "Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad," he would live. But the child told him not to mention Hashem's name, which his parents had not taught him. And he took out his statue, hugged it, and kissed it until he died. The Gemara answers that this, too, was after they became attached to idolatry. So once again, the three points are, number one, when the Jews were worshiping the eagle, they said, "These are your gods, Yisrael, Asher Halucha Me'eretz Mitzrayim, who brought you up from Mitzrayim." Rav Yochanan said, "Imali vav shebahalucha, were not for the vav in the phrase, who brought you up, which made a plural, nizchayvu rishayim sheYisrael kliya, the wicked among Israel would have been liable to destruction." Their usage of the plural indicated that they did not deny Hashem as a divine power, but joined him together with their worship of the eagle. This follows the opinion of a Acherim, meaning Reb Meir, in a brisa. But Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai said to him, "V'hol kol meshatav shem shemayim v'davar acher nakar min ha'olam." But whoever joins the name of Hashem in heaven with something else in worship is uprooted from the world, as the pasuk says, "Bilti l'Hashem levado," only to Hashem alone. Thus, the plural of halucha would not explain why they were not destroyed. Instead, he explains why halucha is written in the plural, "Sheivu el hus harbe," because they desired and accepted many gods. Point number two, the Mishnah on Daf Samach Amud Beis taught that one who vows or swears in an idol's name transgresses a love. This love is sourced in a brisa. V'shem Elohim Achirim Lo Tezkiru, the name of foreign gods you should not mention, teaches that one may not tell his friend, Shmor li b'tzad avodah zarah ponis, wait for me next to the idol of so-and-so. The next phrase, Lo yishama al picha, nor shall it be heard through you, teaches, shol yidur b'shmo v'lo yikayim b'shmo, that one should not vow in its name, or swear in its name, nor cause others, meaning idolaters, to vow or swear in its name. This supports Shmuel's father, who said it's forbidden to partner with an idolater because the idolater may become obligated to swear to him and will swear by his idol. Alternatively, this is the Azara for a Mediach, one who leads a city astray to serve a Avodah Zarah. Ul once told Rava he'd stayed overnight in Kolnovo, a city named for its idol. Rava asked how he could mention its name, and he replied that Rabbi Yochanan taught that any Avodah Zarah written in the Torah is permitted to mention. And point number three, Rav said, Yodin HaYisrael ba'avodah zorah she'ein ba'mamash. The Jews knew there was no substance in idolatry. But Rav do avodah zorah ola hatel hem arayis b'farhesia. And they only served idolatry to permit public immorality to themselves, which they did desire, reasoning they would not be rebuked for arayis if they rejected the entire yoke of Torah. Rav Misharshi had challenged Rav from the Pasuk, Kiskor b'nei mismuchosam. Their altars are like the remembering of their sons, which Rav Elazar explained, Ka'adim she'eshul galguin albino, like a person who longs for a son, proving they did desire idolatry. The Gemara answers, Basa d'avikube. That was after they became attached to idolatry, and it became dear to them. The Gemara asks from a story in which Eliyahu HaTzadik, who was searching Yerushalayim for people suffering from hunger, found a child who was bloated from hunger and was the last living member of his family. Eliyahu told him that if he would say daily, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, he would live. But the child told him not to mention Hashem's name, which his parents had not taught him. And he took out his statue and hugged it and kissed it until he died. The Gemara answers that this, too, was after they became attached to idolatry. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Samech Gimel, and our standard Siman is a segue. That's the two-wheel device that boys stand on, and they zip around the neighborhood with it. So segue is the Siman. So here goes. The boy on the segue who jumped over a golden calf with the word halucha on his shirt heard his friends call out to meet him by the Avodah Zarah. Not that they believed in it, but so they can marry their family members publicly. Once again, slow motion. The boy on the segue, that must be Siman Daf Samech Gimel. The boy on the segue who jumped over a golden calf with the word halucha on his shirt, which reminds us, when the Jews were worshipping the eagle, they said, these are your gods Yisrael, asher halucha me'eretz Mitzrayim, who brought you up from Mitzrayim. Rabbi Yochanan said, imalei vav sheba halucha, were it not for the vav in the phrase who brought you up, which made a plural, nitchayvu reshem she Yisrael kliya, the wicked among Yisrael would have been liable to destruction. Their usage of the plural indicated they did not deny Hashem as a divine power, but joined him together with their worship of the eagle. So, the boy in the segue who jumped over a golden calf with the word halucha on his shirt heard his friends call out to meet him by the Avodah Zarah, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Samech Amud Beis taught that one who vows or swears in an idol's name transgresses a love. This love is sourced in a brisa, v'shem elohim achirim v'tazkiru, the name of foreign gods you should not mention, teaches that one may not tell his friend, wait for me next to the idol of so-and-so. So the boy on the segue who jumped over a golden calf with the word halucha on his shirt heard his friends call out to meet him by the Avodah Zarah. Not that they believed in it, but so they could marry their family members publicly. Which reminds us, Rav said, Yodin Yisrael ba'avodah zorah she'ein ba'mamash. The Jews knew there was no substance in idolatry. Rav do avodah zorah ola hatil hem arayis b'farhesia. And they only served idolatry to permit public immorality to themselves, which they did desire, reasoning they would not be rebuked for arayis if they rejected the entire yoke of Torah. So once again, the boy on the segue jumped over a golden calf with the word halucha on his shirt, heard his friends call out to meet him by the Avodah Zarah. Not that they believed in it, but so they could marry their family members publicly. All right, so now it's time for four Blabach Chazara, Daf Nun Tes. So the Simmer Daf Nun Tes is a knight, as in a knight in shining armor. So here goes. The knight in shining armor, knight? That must be one of Daf Nun Tes. The knight in shining armor who is about to attack the idolater for studying Torah, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a machlok as whether a Nachri, whose osuk with Torah, is chayv miso or is like the Kohen Gadol. So the knight in shining armor who was about to attack the idolater for studying Torah, when he defended himself that he was just studying one of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach that were given before and at Har Sinai, which reminds us, Rabbi Yossi Bar Rabbi Chanina said, Kol mitzvah shenemra l'vnei Noach v'nishneis b'Sinai, any mitzvah which was told to B'nai Noach and repeated at Sinai, l'zeh l'zeh nemra, was told to both groups to observe. So the knight in shining armor who was about to attack the idolater for studying Torah, when he defended himself that he was just studying one of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach that were given both before and at Har Sinai, drew a sword when a snake with legs and arms approached, carrying a tray of salad for a very large man, which reminds us, Rav said, Adam Rishon lo hutar lo basar l'achila, meat was not permitted to Adam Rishon to eat, because Adam was told that all vegetation was for you for food and for every beast of the earth, implying the animals themselves were not his food. The Gemara said Adam was given dominion over fish and birds, presumably for eating, but answers that they were given to him for work. Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh said, Chaval shamash gadol sha'avav min ha'olam, woe that a great servant was lost from the world. Had the Nachash not been cursed, every Israel would have had two good serpents who would fetch him precious stones from afar and bring soil for his garden. Daf Samach. So the Simur Daf Samach is a smiley face sticker. So here goes. The non-Jewish king who got a huge smiley face sticker when he stood upon hearing Hashem's Kinui mention, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Nunvav Amun Alef taught that when the witness finally expresses the exact curse he heard with Hashem's name, the judges rise and tear their garments. The source that one stands upon hearing Hashem's name pronounces from Eglon, king of Moab, who rose from his seat when Ehud said, Dvar Elokim li Alecha, I have a message from Hashem for you. If Eglon, a Gentile who only knew Hashem's Kinui, his subordinate name of Elokim, still rose upon hearing it, then a Jew who hears the Shem of Mephoresh should certainly rise. So the non-Jewish king who got a huge smiley face sticker when he stood upon hearing Hashem's Kinui mentioned was dismayed when he saw a Jew with a smiley face shirt all filled with tears because blasphemy by non-Jews with a Kinui had become so commonplace, which reminds us, Rabbi Chiya said, Hoshamei askar bezman hazeh eno chayv likroa. One who hears blasphemy of a divine name nowadays is not obligated to tear his garments, because if you don't say so, all his garments would be filled with tears since blasphemy has become commonplace. This cannot refer to blasphemy from Jews, which certainly has not become so common. Rather, he refers to idolaters' blasphemy, which they do with a kinui, since they're not familiar with the Shem HaMeforesh. This proves that originally one was obligated to tear kriya for blasphemy of an idolater and with a kinui. So, the non-Jewish king who got a huge smiley face sticker when he stood upon hearing Hashem's Kinui mentioned was dismayed when he saw a Jew with a smiley face shirt all filled with tears because blasphemy by non-Jews with a Kinui had become so commonplace, handed another Jew a skila sticker for a serving of Avodah Zarah in one of the four ways one worships Hashem, which reminds us, the next Mishnah lists the forms of Avodah Zarah which incur skila. Echad Oved, whether one serves, or sheks, or burns an offering, pours a libation, or bows down to Echad Mekabel of Lelka, accepts an idol on himself as a deity, or says to it, you are my God, he is liable. If he honors it another way, such as embracing, kissing, or clothing it, he transgresses a losase, but is not liable to skila. Rabbi Yirmi explains the first phrase, Ha-Oved, to mean Ha-Oved Kedarka, one who serves an idol in its usual way. Daf Samachov. So the Simur Daf Samachov is a saw, and we use a magician doing the saw person and half trick. So here goes. When the magician with the saw, that must run Daf Samachov. When the magician with the saw tried to get his audience to worship him, and one of them mocked him by saying, yes, which reminds us, there's a malchokas regarding one who instigates people to worship him, and they say, yes. Rabbi Meir holds they sincerely accepted to worship him, and he's liable as a Macy's. Rabbi Yudah holds they are insincere because they reason, what difference is there between him and us? Rather, their consent is mocking him. So when the magician with the saw tried to get his audience to worship him, and one of them mocked him by saying, yes, he tried to convince them to worship the saw idol in the next town by describing its eating and drinking, which reminds us one is only liable for a verbal commitment where the Macy's told them, kach ocheles, kach shosa, this is what the idol eats, this is what it drinks, or kach mativa, kach maria, this is how it benefits, this is how it harms. Since he was told of its powers, he's unlikely to reconsider. Rava bases this on the pasuk commanding him not to listen to a Macy's attempt to convince you to serve idols close to you or distant from you. This is to teach Mativusan Shalkrovim from the nature of the nearby idols, which you know are powerless. Atalamid Mativusan Shalrachok, you can learn what the nature of the distance idols is, and should not be swayed by the Macy's claims about its supposed powers. So, when the magician with the saw tried to get his audience to worship him, and one of them mocked him by saying, yes, he tried to convince them to worship the saw idol in the next town by describing its eating and drinking, which one finally did out of fear he was going to be cut in half, which reminds us, the Gemara says, Ovid Avodah Zarah Ma'afu Umigir, if one serves idolatry out of love or fear of someone urging him to serve it, but he did not serve it sincerely, Abai says he's liable to Hapalcha because he served it. Barava says he's exempt. If he accepted it as a god, he's liable for worshiping it, but if not, he's not. Daf Samach Beis. So the Simur Daf Samach Beis is a submarine. So here goes. When Havar is submarine, that must mean Daf Samach Beis. When the Havara submarine, which was transporting a passenger with many chattis offerings for multiple malachos, dam b'shogeg, which reminds us, Tanaim discussed why the Torah specifically prohibited kindling a fire on Shabbos, since all malachos were already prohibited. Rav Yossi says, Havar l'lav yatza, kindling was specified to be reduced to a mere negative commandment, in contrast to all the malachos which incur skila. Rav Nassin says, Havar l'chalik yatza, kindling was specified to divide the malachos into separate prohibitions, so that if one mistakenly does multiple malachos on Shabbos without realizing the interim, he must bring a karmel chatas for each malacha. Rav Yosef says that Rav Yossi holds Havar l'lav yatza because he already has a source dividing malachos. Rav Yossi interprets v'asa ma'achas mehena, and he will do from one of them as teaching two different scenarios. So when the Havara submarine, which was transporting a passenger with many chatas offerings for multiple malachos, Dam B'Shogeg, almost collided into the Avodah Zorah submarine, carrying a passenger with one chatas, despite doing different avodos B'Shogeg, which reminds us, Rabbi Zakeh was quoted as teaching a b'raisa before Rabbi Yochanan. The first clause states, Chomer B'Shabbos M'Shar Mitzvos. There is a stringency of Shabbos above the other mitzvos, meaning one is liable for multiple korbanos for multiple malachos, Dam B'Shogeg, as opposed to other mitzvos. The Gemara says the b'raisa can be contrasting two malachos, such as harvesting and grinding, with two services of avodah zorah, because Rabbi Ami said, Zivach v'kitar v'nisach behelam echot, if one shechted, burned, and poured a libation for an idol, in one period of unawareness, eino chayv el achas, he's only liable for one carbon based on a drasha on the next daf. So when the Havara submarine, which was transporting a passenger with many chatas offerings from multiple malachos, Dam B'Shogeg, almost collided into the Avodah Zorah submarine carrying a passenger with one chatas, despite doing different Avodah B'Shogeg, a submarine enthusiast watching on the shore swallowed hard in fear, not realizing he was swallowing chalav and would be chayiv since he got pleasure, which reminds us, one is chayiv from misaseg for chalavim va'arayos, such as in the case where one thought he was swallowing saliva and he was swallowing chalav. He's chayiv because he derives pleasure. One is pater in the parallel case of Shabbos, where he intended to lift something detached and inadvertently cut something attached because malach is machshevas asur Torah. The Torah only forbade intended labor. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which stuff is the question whether havara, kindling, is lav yatza or lechalik yatza? That's on daf Samach Beis. Good. Number two, which stuff do you know that an ovid kochavim shashavas that rests an entire day is chayv misa? That's on daf Nunches. Good. Number three, which of the when one is chayv skill for worshiping Avodah Zorah and one of the four ways one worships Hashem? That's on daf Samach. Good. Number four, which of the when the Adam Rishon was not permitted to eat meat and that the Nachash was meant to serve him? That's on daf Nunches. Good. Number five, which daf do we discuss mentioning or causing mention of names of Avodah Zorah? That's on daf Samach Gimel. Good. Number six, which of the one of Ben Noach who has relations with the Jewish Na'ama Rasa is killed with Skila? That's on Daf Nun Zayin. Good. Number seven, which Daf do you know the Jews only worshipped Avodah Zorah to permit a rise to themselves publicly? That's on Daf Samach Gimel. Good. Number eight, which Daf do you discuss which Arias are forbidden to a Ben Noach? That's on Daf Nun Ches. Good. Number nine, which Daf do you discuss the mentioning the word Alucha in the Mice of the Eagle? That's on Daf Samach Gimel. Good. Number 10. Which daf do we machokas if one is chayv if he serves an idol out of love or year of someone urging him to serve it? That's on daf Samach Aleph. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldar from Zichur wishing you a great day and great learning.